This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a Starbucks cup, Tom at lunch, and a stupid world record. It's coming up in just a second.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian-approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes, so you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Following is a paid political announcement.
Where have you been? I haven't seen you in a while.
I've been in jail.
Whatever for?
Excessive masturbation. I can't believe the laws in this country.
You got that right. That's why I'm voting for Chick McGee for Congress.
Chick McGee? Never heard of him.
You've never heard of Chick McGee? Why, he's the Rosa Parks of excessive public masturbation.
You mean he did it on a bus?
I'm not sure, but probably yeah.
Oh, I guess he does stand for the little guy. Not like his opponent, Jack Wilson. This year, I think I'm going to vote Jack off the ballot and pull the handle of Chick McGee for Congress.
Hello, I'm Chick McGee, and I'm running for Congress in your district. Masturbation is no crime, and I promise you that as your congressman, I'll take a hard stance in Washington. Right after I take a nap.
This message paid for by the friends of Chick McGee, Paul Rubin's treasurer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Thank you. I'm busy here.
Well, he usually does do that.
Yeah, no, I was,
You're doing your job.
Excuse me, I've got something to do.
No, that's why I was going to. Well, as you can hear, this is the Bob and Tom Show. Chaos and mayhem per usual.
Yeah.
He's got his pliers out.
Got your pliers out.
What are you
out?
Plying?
The plastic lids to these things, you can't get them off. So I went and got a pair of needle nose. They're very handy. Highly recommend.
For the Starbucks lid?
If you squeeze the top.
I'm kind of with him on this. I don't resort to pliers, but those lids are difficult.
Yeah.
It's very handy.
You have a hack, Christy?
No, if you kind of squeeze the top.
Yes, and then when you pull it, then the juice flows all over your counter or your
pants.
Why
don't you drink a little bit out of it so that it's not
because it doesn't
to the
have
top.
Sweetener into it, and it's, as you know, poison until it does.
I think
any educated
that
person knows that.
It's a tough life. We got to witness Tom. Tom has a pound back Ziploc that normally drug dealers put their pot in.
Uh-huh.
Full of equal in his middle console.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we witnessed right. that oh, yeah. on yes. our trip.
Hey, look, you get to ride for free. I didn't even ask for gas money. Oh, don't rat me out here.
You guys didn't offer gas, ass, or grass, or whatever the hell?
I'd already gassed the car up. It wasn't a problem.
Yeah, but how about ass?
Oh, I offered. He passed.
I did not.
Far too hairy. Jeff's not yours.
Oh. As you say, I don't have hair.
Once
in my
again,
butt.
we drove back from sure. a beautiful West Virginia.
It was a wonderful
morning.
Ride. You did a very nice job.
Thank you very much. We do have a Chick McGee not sitting at the orangeinsoles.com sports desk this morning.
All right.
He's a little bit under the weather.
He's sitting on his throne, apparently.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to go into the details.
Oh, is that what's happening?
He has a stomach illness. I know
he couldn't stomach coming in? Yeah.
If he has what I had a few weeks ago, he's discovering the invention of propulsion.
Okay, we didn't need that much detail. Yeah.
Violent sluicing?
Yes, if you want to know, what propels a sea-doo, it's the... coming up also, it'll be sexy time. With Allie Breen, we certainly look forward to that. But at this point in the program, we are going to turn to Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Is there anything interesting out there?
Well, I thought Mr. Oske was going to do something.
Oh, I got some news. I got some.
What?
I got a world record.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
nine-year-old girl.
Wait just a second, Jeff. We got to get the music
get the
going.
News.
No idea.
Very important protocol.
Let's see. Is this it? Nope.
Nope. No. That's we'll Jeff's find it, music. Jeff.
Hang in there.
There you go.
There you go.
I'm on it. A 9-year-old girl from India is going viral after deadlifting 165 pounds.
That's pretty good for her. How old?
Nine.
That's incredibly impressive.
Right? According to...
I don't know. I've got an 8-year-old. Her backpack weighs 210.
You know what? No kidding. My son's too.
Oh, my gosh. My kids, their backpacks are so destroyed. They are 90% duct tape. And they have
so
to
heavy.
Carry clear backpacks now, a lot
what?
Of the schools.
Oh, okay.
And so they're made out of the cheapest plastic possible. So now it's about 12% clear plastic and 88% duct tape. Just let
no
carry
one uses
the-
lockers anymore, do they?
No,
they carry
no.
everything in their
they
backpack.
Don't?
No.
Man, I loved having a locker.
I did, too.
My kids don't touch their lockers.
My but
they,
kids
they're
never
given
did.
To them and they're available.
Right. They just don't have time. They have like 6 minutes between yeah. classes, and one class may be in one building and
oh,
the other
yeah.
in the other, and
hey,
they
no,
don't
you
have time.
6 minutes to TikTok and vape.
Yeah.
You can't really
you know.
Spend time.
Yeah. Let's come on. Let's be real.
Yeah.
You said something interesting the other day. We were talking about that school. I forget. Was it in Texas students had to put their phones in those pouches.
Oh yes, yeah. yes.
Mm-hmm. And who weren't Jack?
Yes, and it's become a very positive. The kids love it because now they're like socializing, and they didn't realize
during the breaks they can actually talk to one another instead of just staring at their phones.
And apparently it's legit. It's not like adults just going, "Oh, the kids love it." Like the kids actually do love it.
I can see that.
Yeah, I can see that too. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I've actually started. I was reading this article. I do not have my phone out if I'm having a lunch.
Yeah, that's nice.
I put it, you know, elsewhere because if uh-huh. they, it's this was an article about how if people see your phone sitting there, it's
they perceive you're not paying attention.
They know that's on your mind that it's going to go off at some point.
Well, you eat lunch in 3 minutes, so you're in and out.
You know, Pat, I have things to do. I'm a busy man.
I don't like my phone in my pocket, but it's as you can see now, it's face down. I always just have it face down and. I'm on lunch. And
I have learned this, Pat, about Tom and having lunch with him. What he likes to do is sit down and he'll ask you a question like, "How's Jimmy doing in school?" And then as you're answering, he engulfs his entire meal before you can even take a bite of yours. And then sits there and goes, "Hey, whenever, no hurry." and then just sits with his arms crossed waiting for you to finish your meal. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, yes, I am.
I'm allowing him to expound upon the interesting aspects of his life.
And I really don't, I'm not critical of Tom at lunch. I kind of like eating fast and getting out.
I do too, yeah.
But there was one time, I believe, Pat, was it you and I, we were sitting, it was Tom's favorite restaurant, and we were all having lunch and kind of finishing up, and he said, oh, just a second. And he got up and answered his phone and walked outside and was kind of pacing a little bit and then got in his car and left.
Got up, took a phone call, and never came back.
Yeah.
The Irish exit.
We were like, man, that is awesome.
I'm sure I'd already paid.
Yeah.
You guys get to eat lunch with him. I haven't had lunch in 8 years with Tom.
That was a while ago.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't we have a... Didn't we go to the place that has the cooking table? What's that called? The
hibachi?
It's not
teppanyaki.
There you go, teppanyaki. Yeah. It's sometimes incorrectly called a hibachi, right?
That was back during Spengel's first marriage.
Yeah.
That's how so long ago that was.
Yeah. Wow, cool. That was funny.
Yeah, remember that's when you announced he was getting divorced and no one knew.
Well, they know now. He's been remarried, for God's sake. It's about time they found out. Hope his wife
and
knows
he has a kid.
Now,
go ahead.
I'm looking at the photograph of this world record.
Oh, the 9-year-old.
She only lifted
little,
once.
Little 9-year-old girl doing a deadlift.
The post shows Ashria heaving the massive barbell, holding it for a few seconds, then triumphantly dropping it to the ground.
All right.
It's gigantic.
2 million likes.
That's great for her.
Wow.
She didn't like cycle it 10 times, though. She just did the one.
You just got to do the one.
That's the deadlift?
Of course.
Yeah, she doesn't have to do
it. And then there's the...
Here we go.
There's the clean and jerk, right?
That's when you deadlift up over your head.
But is the clean just up to the chest and the jerk the part where it gets up?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And then what's the snatch?
Well,
she's only 9.
Careful. All right.
All right.
Well.
In other news.
So what is the snatch, technically? Weightlifting.
I don't know. I think weightlifting.
The first lift.
That's the snatch?
That initial snatch it up off the ground.
Okay.
And you can go all the way overhead. You can have an overhead snatch. You can...
Wow.
Right?
That's wasn't the overhead snatch that little guy yesterday that married the woman who was 7 feet tall?
What?
There you go. So there's a picture of this young lady. She looks like... I mean, it's amazing. She doesn't look bulky or unusually...
She's 9.
She just looks like a nice little girl having a nice time, but she's obviously extremely strong lifting all this weight. But I'm guessing she probably goes home and can't pick her clothes up off the floor.
Right.
Mommy, I can't find my blue skirt. Neither can I. It's a pile of clothing over there. I don't know what it is. There must be some genetic anomaly. None of my children have ever been able to pick anything up.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. Global.
All kids are like that.
Yep.
Go on. My Sophie's room right now is still, you walk in the room and you just go, okay.
My room, I don't know what happened to me, but now it looks like I'm staying in a hotel and
I know what happened.
I got up and made the bed. Okay, shut up. That was more rhetorical. Josh, is your place, if I walked in there right now, are there any dirty dishes? Is the bed made?
Nope, no dirty dishes. The bed is not made. I make it when I get home. And
you like to air it out, which is good.
Yes.
Yes.
And, yeah, very clean house. Nothing.
Boy, it's great. My husband makes the bed, does the dishes. You go home, the house is spotless.
I do not like having any dirty dishes at my house.
Oh, I never leave dishes in the sink, ever.
I think that's from living in New York. And if you left dirty dishes, you were greeted by a flea circus of cockroaches. The same thing in DeLand, when I lived in DeLand. In Florida.
Yeah.
We had the palmetto bugs.
Yeah.
Those are gigantic.
They're like gigantic cockroaches. And I didn't know when I first moved to Florida that that's what they were. So I thought I had some, you know, dinosaur-like cockroaches.
Yeah.
But they really give you the heebie-jeebies.
Is that what's
and
in that
fly,
horrible lunch meat?
No, that's pimento.
Oh.
Pimento. I've always hated that.
Okay.
I've never tried it. Just it looks disgusting.
It's like a nice,
olive oil.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yuck. Olive oil.
So anyway, you can see a nice photograph of this young lady, Ashira. Wait a minute. Arshia Goswami is her name. What a cool name. Anyway, she's super strong.
Just don't go Swami 30 minutes after you ate.
Especially if you ate Indian food.
And especially the Ganges.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. We were talking about our elementary school librarians and wearing glasses on a chain. Anybody remember the name of theirs? I just remembered mine. Well,
I didn't have a library in elementary school.
You didn't?
No, I went to a small Catholic school. Yeah. We didn't have a library.
Our library was 9 shelves.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just on top of each other.
Oh,
like in
your
a room.
Yeah,
it wasn't.
What the Cat in the Hat Finds Jesus? Was it all? Yeah. Was it all religious stuff?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah,
pretty much.
If you have the golden compass, you're expelled.
Yes.
No, Mrs. Leffler, I just remembered her name.
Don't ask about Darwin. That's what I learned.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking for Origin of Species.
Yes.
Yeah. We had Sister Vic. She was our...
Hey, I'm Sister Vic.
Sister Victoria.
Was that...
I don't remember
okay. That was her real name, Victoria.
You're laying a taken.
Jeez, yeah. Sister Vic.
I have a question.
Sister Vic.
I don't know the answer to this. In that religious order, if your name when you're born would say is, say, Christy Lee, do you become Sister Christy or do you have to pick a new name?
You pick a saint name.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Yeah, Sister Mary.
Yeah. Do you get to pick or are you assigned one?
Yes, you get to pick, I think, yeah.
Well, that's kind of fun.
I think. Don't quote me on that, but I believe you get
kind
to
of a
pick
nice
your
option.
Saint name. Yeah.
Now, in the unlikely event that we all became nuns, Ace, have you thought of a nun name for yourself?
Sister Anne.
Sister Anne.
Okay.
Really?
That's pretty nice.
It's interesting.
Sister Christian.
Not sure what it says.
Good job, Ben.
Sister Christian, one of the finest songs with the worst lyrics ever written.
Who sang that?
Night Ranger.
Yeah, Night Ranger.
Oh, good band, but that's such a stupid song.
That was like the peak of my like eighth grade dance.
Oh, is it?
Was that song was like, and you didn't know
you can't
it started
dance
off
that.
Slow, right. And
yeah,
then
you
like
can't really do
you would be
it.
Like, oh, let's slow dance, and then next thing you know, you're kind of booked into it, and then it goes to a slow dance.
You're
again.
Motoring.
Well,
there's something cool about that song.
So what would your name be if you became a nun?
I would take my favorite nun. I'd go Sister Marie Grace.
Well, that's nice.
That's a beautiful
name. That was my favorite nun growing up.
Okay, good. Christy, have you thought about this?
I have never. Probably Sister Rose.
Ooh.
Okay.
Or Sister Rose, more like it.
Yeah.
Sister Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels was a saint, but I'll double check.
Just stick with a musician. Sister Hazel.
That's good.
Do that.
I don't know. Is there a Saint Hazel?
Sister
Saint Hazel.
If you're going to take that route, you could go Sister Ray. Any Velvet Underground fans?
No.
Sister Ray.
Get a big zero there. Yeah.
Sister Ray.
Just like Sister Ray says, a great song from Lou Reed. Pat Godwin, you were raised with around surrounded by nuns.
Yeah, I got thrown out in the third grade from Catholic school. I'll go with
who was the meanest nun?
Sister Mary Cunningham.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Oh, I mean,
I can't imagine there were any nicknames for her.
That's why I got thrown out.
Yeah.
Mine was Sister Rosaire, and she had green teeth. I'll never forget her as long as I live. And I had her two
green
years
teeth
in
right
a
in
row.
Mine had hair in the face, the chin.
God
bless him.
What about you, Tom? You have a nun name?
I hadn't really thought about it. It's kind of a dumb question.
We're all fools for answering, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Our sixth grade year, we had a new nun start named Sister Patty, and she was like, let's say, 23, 24.
Oh.
And she was the first nun I ever saw without a habit and wearing jeans.
Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. She wore jeans to church or after church to like donuts or whatever after church. The talk of the church for months.
Really?
Oh, we don't know about that new nun wearing the jeans.
Oh boy.
Get a little edgy.
Got the tongues wagging, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Sister Jordash. Sister Jordash is very nice.
A lot of nuns now don't wear habits. It's very hard to tell. They wear like a cardigan and a skirt or something.
They don't wear the black.
And when I was in school, like first or second grade, they had the long habits, the ones you see in the movies. And then they went to the shorter, like mid-length skirts where you could see ankles.
At this base, the mini will be next.
The mini.
Anything to get nuns back into the convent,
I can just see the movie Bikini Nun on Netflix tonight.
I would watch that.
Okay, now Mr. Oskey is sitting in at the sports desk. What do you got?
Major League Baseball uniforms are under scrutiny again after a player tore through his pants while sliding into home plate. Detroit Tigers outfielder Riley Green split open his pants along the seam after completing a standard slide into home plate during Tuesday's game against the Pittsburgh Pirates. The large chair left a massive gap on the outer thigh portion of Green's pants, revealing his compression shorts underneath.
Yeah.
Thank God he was wearing them.
Yeah. It's the latest incident involving the league's new uniform, which have previously received complaints for being almost completely see-through.
Ooh.
This has been a big deal.
Yeah, it has.
The players don't. Well, what are the players saying besides the rips?
They were apparently not very happy about
it. Okay.
And I guess they're going to have someone else manufacture them besides Boeing.
That's funny. Yeah.
I figured it was who's ever manufacturing children's jeans now.
Oh,
because
really?
Have you not seen every pair of jeans has like 9 holes in them now?
Oh, yeah.
Upon purchase like or?
Yeah. Okay, upon. Yeah. They ain't working in them. I'll tell you that.
Oh, it's the pre-ripped.
Yeah. 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 Looks like they got into a fight with a Wolverine before they went out.
Yeah. Well, that does say something about the diminishing value of contemporary culture. If we're
like
actually,
you guys sound like
that is an old man complaint. Oh. Yes,
but then you're buying ripped pants that are ripped on purpose to pretend you. This is like when you were in junior high football, never got into the game, and you'd muddy up your pants so when you walked in, it wasn't too embarrassing when everyone else was all dirty.
Oh, that was a thing?
Oh, sure, yeah.
What?
Well, we know who rode the bench.
Yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Expert entrepreneur Ed Milette is on a mission to max out your life.
I exist here weekly so that you can make your dreams come true, become the man or woman you're capable of, and then pay it forward.
It's time to get laser focused on peak performance.
Clarity equals focus, and focus equals success. That's what I'm here to do every week with you. Max out.
The Ed Milette Show. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.